Hey, beautiful people. I hope you guys are doing well, staying healthy, and I hope you're having a blessed day. I'm kind of recording this and I'm going through a therapeutic time right now. I just decided maybe I should just start this segment, and today's segment is on Boys Ain't Shit. And I just really be sitting here, like, I really don't understand why men exist sometimes. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of girls out there sit there, like, why do men exist? Let's call them boys, because I don't think that they should be called men. Literally, guys who say, well, who are you messing with? Because you probably messing with boys. That's what boys would say. Like, a man wouldn't say that. So I really don't understand, like, men. Like, men are the most confusing creatures on earth. Like, y'all have a hard time explaining how you feel about someone or be vulnerable around a girl because you have this ego, or, like, you don't want to be made fun of by your friends or whatever the case may be. But y'all love, you know, seeking validation from your friends. Like, hey, yo, bro, this girl said this to me. What should I say? Oh, you should say this. Okay, bet. That sounds great. That sounds good. Like, nigga, what? Sorry. Let me scratch that. Like, why? Like, why would you ask your friend what to say, knowing that that's not how you truly feel, or that's not what you want to say? And you're making the situation worse than it already is. Like, I really don't get that at all. Another thing I don't understand is I don't get why I've peeped this with a lot of my guy friends, like a lot, or like guys in general. When I'm at a party or whatever event, like, I'll just sit there and watch or observe these men, right? Like, if you truly like somebody, why mess with their head? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why mess with their head or be afraid to even, like, show your true feelings towards that person? Like, why are you being manipulative? Why are you seeking attention by this girl? Or why are you doing too much? Because if you like somebody, go get them. Like, you know, be you. Don't act like what your friends want you to act like, or don't carry this ego that society expects you to have. Like, you're not getting anything out of it. The only thing you're getting out of it is giving this girl or whoever you're giving your attention to trauma. Dead serious. And it's like, y'all don't know, like, y'all say things without even thinking. Do shit, your actions, your words really impacts a girl, a woman. Like, they're gonna remember exactly what you did and exactly what you said. And if they bring it up to you, it's, oh, I never meant it that way, like, you're crazy, or nah, you're tripping, la la la. Like, not, like, bro, why disrespect her like that? And knowing damn well you know you did that to her, unless you were acting out of impulse, or like you weren't, or if it was just in the moment, you really don't remember what you said. Like, there's so many ways it could have went. Like, you could have said, I'm sorry, or they could have said, or this guy could have said, y'all guys could say, well, that's not what I meant it as, I meant it as this. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, I've peeped that with a lot of guys when they're in a girl's, like, a situation with a girl, or a girl that they like, or a relationship that they're in. Like, it's not that hard to, like, explain how you truly meant things or how you truly feel about someone. Does that make sense, you guys? Sometimes I can ramble off. But, yeah, there's just a lot of things I don't really understand about men nowadays. It's like, you guys seek validation. You guys are emotionally not mature because you guys are too scared to talk about your feelings. I don't care what y'all have to say. If y'all talk about, well, I'm too scared to open up to a girl because she's going to say this, or, oh, she's going to act weird because I'm acting like a crybaby or whatever, la, la, la. I promise you, whoever you're fucking with or whoever has said that to you, I don't know who you're messing with, but I've never met one girl a day in my life who said, oh, like, you're weird. Like, why are you opening up to me? Why are your feelings opening up? Like, if she said that to you, then she probably did not like you from the get-go. Simple as that. Because if a girl truly likes you, if she truly wants to be in a relationship with you, she wants you to be vulnerable towards her. She wants you to express your feelings towards her, just like how women express their feelings towards their boyfriend, their family, their friends, whatever relationship they're in. Like, women are not that hard to figure out, I promise you. They literally will tell you how they feel. They express their feelings. But most of the time, women are too scared to express their feelings because men tend to, oh, ooh, ew, like, what do little boys used to say back in the day? Cooties, cooties, cooties. Like, what? Like, ew, she's opening up to me. I need to back away. Like, bro, that just shows that you're emotionally immature. You can't even, like, what? Like, if that's why a lot of women are too afraid of opening up to a guy. And that's why they have trust issues. That's why there's a lot of factors that go into that. So it's like, if you are open with your whoever relationship or whatever relationship you're in, and you're emotionally vulnerable to her, emotionally mature, and you don't seek friend validation, like, you're the perfect, you're a man. But a lot of you guys are still in that stage where you guys don't know, guys don't know what you want. You're grow at this age, by the way, I'm in my 20s. So a lot of men in their 20s are still trying to figure out how to be emotionally mature, or still trying to figure out what they want, or trying to figure out if they want to be in a committed relationship or not. Because guys nowadays are in that stage where it's like they're just meeting women. They're not really finding a potential relationship or a soulmate, but they're over here meeting random people, like meeting girls here and there, that, la la la, school, work, internships, whatever the fuck, meeting women, like, but they're not mature enough yet. They're still learning. They're still growing. Women in my age are so far mature or still almost there. Me, I'm almost there. I'm growing. I feel like I've grown so much the past 5 months. Like, I've learned a lot about myself. Sometimes, you know, there's times where there's things I need to fix on my own emotionally, because sometimes I can't keep my emotions in check. Like, women, tell me, because I know y'all had some times where it's like your emotions is so hard to, like, keep in check, because it's like you're feeling so anxious, you're feeling so angry, and it's building up inside, and it eats you up, and it's like you just burst. I'm learning to, like, control that and, like, say things in the moment versus me building it up inside and then blowing up whenever I see this person or whoever I'm going to blow up on or whoever I'm upset with. You feel me? But, okay, yeah, I feel like I kind of blank in here, y'all. But I think that's all I'm going to have for you guys today. Thank you for listening. I will be doing a part two to this with I think I'm going to do another segment, but with only single people, and there's going to be 10, 5 girls and 5 guys in the next episode, and they're going to tell, and we're still going to be talking about boys ain't shit. And the third episode is going to be with 5 girls or 5 couples who are in relationships, and they're going to talk about their experiences with boys ain't shit and how they ended up finding the right partner for them, if that makes sense. But on a clearer note, I am going to end with a quote for you guys. And this is going to be on a man who will never tell you these things about himself. I'm going to give you 2. So one is, he hides a lot of feelings. It's not that he doesn't want to share them with someone, but the viewpoint by the people that men are strong, men can't cry, stops him from sharing his things. Another quote I have is, if he is in a relationship, he will do things beyond his limits, but react as if he has done nothing. And at this moment, it is another person's responsibility to appreciate his efforts. Because most of the time, men appreciation is overlooked. So yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. I'll see you guys next week. All right. Stay safe. Love y'all. All right, sorry y'all. It cut out for a second, but where we left off was like, Nemo, go ahead. What was the question?
What's the difference between pride and ego?
Mickey, you want to explain what you said?
Yeah,
I think you brought up a good point.
I think I said like ego usually has like a negative connotation to it, and pride really doesn't. Well, I mean, but anyway, so like with ego, that's just like the protector of like your inner child and like your trauma and like this, like the negative aspects or characteristics or habits that you have or like that you developed to protect yourself, like in a sense, from the shit that you went through in the past. So it's like if you were like someone used to cheat on you, and whenever you feel like someone's lying to you, you'd be beating their ass, like that's like, anyways. And then pride is, I don't remember what I said.
Some degree, yeah.
Bro, I don't remember what I said.
It's okay.
I think it was the part where you were talking about
your inner child.
Yeah, ego protects that, like, inner child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
and then pride is, like, the outer layer or some shit like that. I don't remember.
I don't know. I think maybe my interpretation of it, maybe I think ego could be a more mental thing, and pride could be more like emotional. Because mm-hmm. I mean, no, because get this, because you were just talking about how you were protecting that inner child, and you were mentioning trauma. Trauma may not always trigger you emotionally, but it's always there mentally. You may not forget about it. That's why it's trauma. It's a mental scar. It may not always be emotional, or at least not anymore.
Yeah.
So that's why I think also ego, or not ego, pride is more emotional, because your pride, a lot of people, like, they get that feeling in their chest when, like, their pride is, like, you know, hurt. When, like, someone just comes, it feels like someone just came through and just, you know what I'm saying, hit you with a dagger or something, and it hits your heart. You think about it, but it really, you felt it in your heart most. That's why I feel like it's more emotional. Honestly, to me.
Yeah.
No, that really has me reflecting now.
So okay, with that new information, going back to the question, restate your question.
Yeah, what was the question?
You said why do we,
it's like protecting your ego more than your pride, instead of like admitting like a situation. Accountability, yeah.
Right, but within like a friend group.
It can be any situation, honestly.
Okay. Cause like then we're touching back in that vulnerability.
But let's just keep it as a friend group though.
Okay. My guesses would be just like to not look soft or too much of a puss pop. I don't know. Like,
I feel like you could just feel some people just. You just feel more confident when you're in a group compared to like when you're alone. Even like, I don't know, like I feel like when I see like people do some reckless shit, I feel like they're in a group, cause like that's that mentality, like shit, we deep, we gonna do what the fuck we wanna do, you know?
Yeah.
But then when you like alone, like that's just who you are, you know? Like
mm-hmm.
you gonna get like, I feel like even it comes down to that vulnerability, like you might show like who you are more than you're gonna show who you truly are when you're with a group, cause like that's a group like mindset, group like setting, compared to like your individual, like one-on-one with that one person that you're really gonna be with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I see this a lot, but in like situations where guys are not actually in like a whole relationship, you know, like the talking stage. I feel like in like a setting where it's just them two, they would act a little bit different than like if they were in like a public setting. Like, why are you being rude to me when I say that? Like, you just said that. And that would,
I agree.
Go ahead.
I feel like when you're like one-on-one with somebody, you're more vulnerable because they're like, it's just you, so they're paying attention to everything you're doing. As opposed to in a group, y'all think 10 niggas deep, like nobody cares, everything is funny. So like, I feel like when
that's
you're
true.
With someone by yourself, you're more scared
that's
to
true.
Be yourself because they're gonna remember what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to in a group setting, most of the time when you're in a group setting, niggas is deep.
But like, here's
so
another
like,
thing. This is just like something I've also peaked with like some situations where it's like they'll be vulnerable to you, but then like they'll be weird as fuck, like let's say like they'll tell their girl everything that's going on with them, blah blah, and like the girl's being vulnerable to them too, they go back to their guy friend, like, bro, this girl, this, like, what the fuck, like, she weird, like, why is she telling me this, like, mm-hmm. why are you being two different people, mm-hmm. like, why can't you just,
that's,
you know what I'm
standard,
saying?
Though, like, you have to act certain, like, you act different with your mom, you act different with your dad.
But, like, it's why like, do that, though, why? Because
that's your condition,
you know,
like, with the friend
reality. Honestly, I feel
like. Why is she being vulnerable, like, what, like, weren't you just being vulnerable to her, like.
But, like, you can, I feel like, for me, example, like, I act different when I'm around different people, because it's, like, what's the word, like, when you talk different with, like, a white person?
Code switch.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like your body.
Yeah, you
code switch
them on your friends and family and all.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
it's
like you're conditioned to act a certain way with who you're
like,
around.
I think
the way
saying.
I'm saying is, like, there's a difference between, like, that, but, like, the way they're code switching isn't
switching up versus
yeah.
code switching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So like when they're talking about
that's
weird.
Yeah.
That's like a nigga will talk to you,
yeah.
make it seem like you're the only
well,
person and like they really want you.
Okay.
And then like the next day, yeah, when you'd be
yeah.
like, oh, what's up, boo?
Okay.
They'd be like, oh.
As opposed to like you have to act certainly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, like what I was about to say was like switch it up could also like be. Like, all, not just, like, you know, verbal. That could also mean, like, your body language. That's, like, code switching is mainly just, like, verbal. You're kind of just there to spew out
mm-hmm.
to move on to the next situation. As to switching up is you intentionally know what you're doing, so that's going to
yeah.
follow through with your entire body,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I feel like, and another thing, also, you were talking about trauma. That's a really big thing. If you're going to talk about how people, like, tend to, like, act different and switch up, when something traumatic happens, a lot of people tend to try to stay busy or do something else to try to forget about that trauma. So, like, now, like, put it into, like, a environment now where you're in a scenario with your friends, that could also just mean, like, oh, you're just going to try to do whatever you can to, like, you know, everybody laugh, everybody's doing something, you know, we're all just turning up having fun. So that could kind of shy away from, like, whatever you're thinking about maybe when you're not around everybody. Now let's go in that one-on-one situation you were talking about. That person, how you just said, they're going to start reading everything about it because you are no longer around everybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to start showing your true colors, whether you like it or not. It's going to happen. It's natural. That's the only way it works.
I see what you mean. And, like, I in no way, like, want to discredit the shit that people go through in the past. But I feel like that is just kind of, like, glossing over shit because it's not like niggas are just hurt and, like, they go through shit. Niggas do shit intentionally. Like,
well,
niggas will take
a
psychology class
a
and then
yeah,
come back, like, future or something. Like, Hoodville ambassador type shit. Like, it's like, when I think what Naomi's trying to say is, like, for the niggas who, they'll sit there. Like, I literally have a lot of male friends. And, like, I'm not gonna say no names. But, like, I see them. Like, they'll sit and they'll cake up a girl. Like, they'll make it seem like they want you. They'll open up to you. They'll talk to you. They want to talk about, oh, who pussy is this pussy mine? No, bitch. Like, they really do that shit. Like, they make it seem like they want you. And they want to, like, be with you in this shit. No, I think, no, because I think this is
no,
what Naomi's
exactly
meaning.
What I'm trying
but I think
to
it's switching up. But, like... But I think, like, that's what Naomi means. Like, they'll tell you one thing, and then as soon as, like, it's the next day, you'd be like, oh, hey. And they'd be like, oh, like, this bitch crazy. Like, they make it seem like, oh, she's so obsessed with me, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So when shit happens, and at the end, like, a lot of niggas intentionally do this, when shit ends up, like, happening, like, you break things off, they make it seem like... over dramatic, you're crazy, you
gaslight,
read into situations,
yeah.
you're delusional, like,
it's
they try to make it,
yeah.
they
yeah.
Get, that's the gaslighting
that's
shit that I'm talking
the
about,
gaslighting
and it's not just, like, about niggas who have trauma, because, to be honest, women have a lot of trauma in families, in households, with friends, especially with niggas, uncles, dads, boyfriends, friends, society, teachers, all of that shit, and I just feel like it's really, like, just kind of, like, it's a double standard. I feel like we in society, like, we trying to make it seem like we need to care about black men's mental health, men's mental health, which we do, but in the same time, bitch, I don't care if your grandma died, why are you talking to other bitches? Stick to the conversation. They be like, I never met somebody like you, and you never will, but why was you kissing that girl at the party? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's not making no sense. Like, it don't add up. Is that what you're trying
yes,
to say?
That's
okay,
exactly
I got
what
you.
I'm saying. Period.
Or they saying like one thing and then doing like the opposite.
Yes, bro.
Yeah.
And it like I feel like a lot of guys intentionally do it to paint you in a way. So if shit goes south, they can make it seem like you're the one who tweaked and, oh, bitches just be doing me so wrong. Like, I literally have a friend who just got a relationship. I'm like, now you know damn well. She was not doing all that. You know you was doing shiesty shit too. Like, come on. But then, like, people make it seem like the girl is crazy. Always comes back to the girl. Mm-hmm. She wasn't there for me. She wasn't holding me down. She always talking about her. She always arguing. She can address that you're making her sad because you're talking to other bitches. Like, I don't get what where the disconnect is. What does it have to do? But, yeah.
Toxic boys.
That was a
lot. Yeah, I know. My bad.
She wanted to
I know.
Niggas have to debrief it yet.
It was a lot.
So you guys want to elaborate?
I mean, honestly, that felt like that came from a personal place. So I feel like I have to approach
it. It's not really personal when it's like, but if we all as women
really
can
like
sit
that
here
that
and
did,
yes.
I really
no,
feel
but
like that honestly did.
It really did. Yeah.
But like,
no, but
do
me
you
be honest,
all like
I wouldn't be surprised because niggas feel the same way. Whether they like to say it or not. And that's another thing with the ego. Like, they're just like tend to like have that little shell that you were talking about. That's to hide how they really be feeling. But I'm just, once again, like, speaking from a nigga standpoint.
Yeah.
Because this is already a nigga-focused event, I feel like. That's the only way to describe this. But, yeah, I don't know. This is really touching because, like, she just threw a whole curveball. And I don't know how to respond. I need to, like, configure everything she just said. Who? How you feel, man? How you feel?
I got to think about this shit. Low key, let's move on. Let's come back to
it.
Because we were talking about pride
honestly,
and ego. And you threw in toxic niggas.
No, but the thing is, like, I wasn't trying to switch it up, but I felt like I was hearing, like, what Naomi was trying to say, and it kept getting, like, misinterpreted to, like, a different question, and that's why, like, we were all, like, confused on different pages. So that's why I wanted to make sure, and then I was trying to give examples about which one was
doing. What you described is just a toxic thing.
No, but it, like, not a toxic nigga, just
probably
like the
has issues within himself.
The normalized societal idea of how men can act and get away with it. Because again, like what you said, like it sounds personal. Truly, it's not. I don't talk to niggas since I left high school. I don't fuck with niggas like that. This is my experience, like in the past, seeing how my male friends act, my male counterparts, and then also like my friends hearing from what they go through. Because the fact that we was all sitting here like cracking jokes, like it seems like we're being over dramatic. We all really felt that. If we didn't go through it, we know 10 other motherfuckers who did.
So
and
perspective
even,
wise, this is like unlike a personal level, it's just more perspective rather than
not like what do y'all be doing, right, like what do you have to say about it personally, but like
okay, still need to think, but
yes,
I'm getting
yes.
a little bit what you're saying.
I took a bathroom break. What's the last thing? Like, what are we thinking about?
Still toxic nigga.
We're still no. It's not really. I mean, we're still on. Right now, it's like more gaslighting type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like, I mean, shit. Personally, we can all just talk at this point because, like, it's not necessarily a question that I had, but it's like, you know, I've noticed with a lot of people, the difference between like I don't think. Guys understand, like, when a girl's telling you how they feel about you or, like, what you're doing and telling you, like, things that they don't like what you're doing and how it's making them feel, right? And it's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know what makes you think I'm doing this, that. You know, you're delusional, you're overthinking, this, that. That's where gaslighting comes into hand. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I don't know how to ask you guys a question, but it's like, that's just
how
some shit I've noticed,
you?
Huh? Go ahead.
I get see, yeah, that is 100% true. Like, where you're coming from, I've seen that personally, like, within friends. And honestly, like, within myself, sometimes I would catch myself too. But I would always try my absolute best to just try to correct it and try to move forward
mm-hmm.
in that situation because you can't really progress if like, the same, like, chain is lingering behind. That's how I think. But I don't know. Like, that is, it's just really. Like, that's not, I don't even think it's a touchy topic because I see it so much. Like, even, like, among, like, friends on social media, whatever, like, I do see, like, man, gaslighting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, of course, like, it goes, like, you know, vice versa, too. But at the same time, yeah, I'd like, from what you're saying, yeah, I do see. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even say here. I don't think Thank I you. Can really come up with, like, a comment.
No, I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Because I'm someone that, because coming from someone yeah. who's done it, like, themselves, I can't sit here and try to, like, be like, yeah. oh, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with what you're saying, this and that, right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Today's age, I feel like we glorified that toxic relationships, this and that. So, I don't know. I don't know. How I ended up just going about it, which kind of sucks, because it's like, I'm not going through it, I guess. Actually.
Yeah, you just got to think for a second, for real.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, shit.
Could you... No, never mind. Because I could, like, gaslight, but that's, like, from my dad. Like, that's it. Like, my parents, but... I don't go through it as much as y'all might, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah.
But.
I feel like gaslighting also, like, ties in with, like, defense. It's like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, guys, That's I feel like. Thing, yeah. I'm not going to just say guys, because I feel like a lot of us do it a lot of times. And then, like, I'll catch myself doing it, like, oh, my bad. Like, you know? Like, I was just straight up like, nah, like, what? Like, I never did that. Like, mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a better way of, like, trying to go about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like guys, a lot of the time, their first, like, instinct is to just be like, uh-uh, like, she coming for me? Like, wait, you're trying to, huh? Like, you know, just try to stop you there. And then they go about that by gaslighting you. Like, oh, like, wait, like, are you, like, trying to make you sound like you're crazy for thinking those things? And, yeah, I just feel like defensiveness is, like, a big thing. Like, guys, just, like, I feel like the first thing you do is just, like, whoa. Like, I feel like there's a way to go about it that, like, you can be defensive, but, like, you know, like, explain why you're being defensive. Like, I say, I felt some type of way about how a guy was treating me, or, like, what he did maybe when we went out the night before. I can, like, go about it, like, what you did or what you were saying was making me feel some type of way. And the guy could respond with, like, without, like, even if he wanted to be a little defensive, he could just be like, oh, like, I felt like I didn't do that. Like, that's being defensive, but you're saying, like, you can continue by saying, like, but why did you feel like that, you know? Don't go from, like, just being defensive to gaslighting me. Don't be like, oh, like, you know, like, I don't feel like I did that. You're crazy for thinking that. Like, right, maybe like follow it up with, like try to, like, understand why I am feeling like that.
Yeah.
Because girls, a lot of the time, like, even though we like to communicate, like, it's hard for us to, like, bring stuff up. And even if I'm bringing something up, it's out of, like, respect for our relationship, and it's out of, like, I want to, like, try to, like, fix something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fix something that I feel like there's a problem with. So I feel like when you guys gaslight us, it makes us, I don't know, like, first off, overthink as fuck. Like, we're just sitting there like, wait, like, am I crazy? Wait, actually, is he, like, mm-hmm. You know? Now we're thinking things that we shouldn't, because if I felt some type of way, I felt some type of way. Like, right. I should not feel like, oh, me feeling like this is, like, crazy. Like, I should not feel like that. So I feel like guys need to be a little bit better with, like, trying to, like, make it a talk than, like, a, like, argument.
I feel like I should just always, like, to the point where it's, like, kind of have to, like, validate them. Because, like, I feel like both feelings should be validated throughout the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like even personally I can say that, like, it's hard, like, especially not to be defensive, just like you said, because it's kind of, like, sometimes, like, instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you're being defensive, sometimes you do gaslight, but, like,
mm-hmm.
you just have to be, like, present with your, like, mind and just, like, know what you're doing when you're doing it, because, like, it's hard. And, like, also, like, having, like, the boundaries, like I said, and just being able to, like, tell each other, like, oh, just keep me in check, you know? Like, if, like, someone, like, keeps each other in check, and, like, I feel like having that level of respect for each other will always,
mm-hmm.
like, you're making it better no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like you can communicate the best that way. I don't know.
Do y'all think that, because you were talking about, like, that defense mechanism,
mm-hmm.
that goes on, and then from then, instead of, like what you said, being mindful about it and doing something that's not harmful, like gaslighting, do you think that just comes, like, with, like, a lack of, I don't know, control of emotion? Like, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but, like, being able to, like, how to, like, I don't know, because, like, you know, like going back to that toxic masculinity thing, like growing, like throughout the years or whatever, it's like you don't talk about feelings, you keep that to yourself, gotta ride through it, and then blah, blah, blah. So, like, there's like back in the day that like people didn't know how to talk about feelings, and then like trickles down this and that. So, do you think that plays a role, maybe, or does that give too much of an excuse for men?
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you want to say years, this and that, but I mean, you can't really go back and do that now. You got to think about right now, man.
Right.
And honestly, I personally, for me, what I try to do is like, yeah, what he said, you got to like try to actually think about what you're saying. I just like to think of it as like actively like thinking. You get in that situation, what are you saying that's leading up to this? Like, mm-hmm. actually listen to yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, the words are going to echo in your brain, so you need to really listen to what you're saying. You can catch yourself before you even say the words because you're already thinking about it. So that's why you just need to actively think. That's just something I've tried, and honestly, I feel like it works.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, definitely being present in the moment, being present in the conversations, all that, because, shit, I mean, I'm like, I fall victim to it too, but like, how many times, like, when you're in a conversation, you start thinking about what you're going to say next rather than actually hearing about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got to catch yourself and be like, all right, but like, focus in.
Yeah, how are you coming too? You know, I told you, use it. How are you coming too? That'll also set the tone too. How are you coming? You come hostile, it's gonna be hostile.
Because you come in emotional, and like, you just gotta clear that sometimes from the conversation. If you want to
shit, take a deep breath.
No, honestly, real shit. Like, if you
take a deep breath,
yeah, if you gotta take a deep breath, or you can be like, look, like, cause I don't know. Sometimes like, you can't even like, you. Like, sometimes if I, because I don't really get angry as much, but if I do get angry, I know I need to be like, look, like, I can't talk right now because I know what I'm going to say is not going to be how I want it to come out. Like, y'all ever heard that parable where, like, a man got shot by an arrow, that dude didn't, you know, like, he shoots himself with the arrow or some shit, and then, like, you're not going to go ahead and shoot yourself again with an arrow because you're like, oh, that shit hurt it. Why would I hurt myself? But, like, oh, fuck, I fucked that up.
We had the general idea, yeah.
It's like, you just don't shoot yourself in the foot again, you know? Like, they might have attacked you and that hurt. But, like, take a moment and be like, okay, do I want to shoot myself again? Fuck, I fucked that up. Damn. I gotta
it's okay, we get it done.
But, no, yeah, definitely. If you gotta take a deep breath, take a deep breath.
Yeah, that's, and I feel like a lot of the time, like, when... like how you were saying, like lack of like control of your emotions. I feel like when a girl's like coming up to like trying to check you, basically like your first emotion is like shock, like whoa, like where's she coming from? Like, but I feel like guys maybe need to take like just a little bit of time to like take that in and then follow it up with like another, you know, like maybe an understanding, like another thing that could help that conversation go a little further, because I feel like staying in that like shocked, like confused, you know, state, like that emotion, it's not gonna get you nowhere.
Because not like, every conversation is going to be an attack.
Yeah, like, it's not really, an attack.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I feel like I've noticed with like a lot of people, like, or I'm gonna just say guys, where like, I'm sorry, yo, but it's like, whenever, you know, every time a girl tells you how they feel, it's always you guys feel attacked. And it's like, why do you feel attacked when it's just, I just want clarity and I want a healthy relationship where I can be able to communicate with you and you're able to comprehend what I'm saying. Instead of it just ending into some big ass argument when it should not be like that at all.
I ain't gonna lie, but how stuff is presented though definitely makes it.
That's right.
Like, if you come and you're yelling at a guy, he's instantly, like, his first reaction is going to be,
but
like,
I'm not,
shocked.
Like, I'm
you know
saying,
I mean?
Like, it's not always an argument. It's not me coming
no,
at it, you.
No.
He's
saying in certain
I know,
cases.
I know.
Yeah,
I
certain
get what
cases,
you're
how
yeah.
stuff is presented makes a difference. If you're yelling at somebody, their first instinct is going to be, like, to be defensive. Like, why are you yelling at me? Like, this is, I'm taking this as disrespect.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that does lead to gaslighting, but it shouldn't. But, like, you know, I'm just saying how stuff is presented definitely.
So gaslighting is... Bro, like, I still have trouble with this word. So gaslighting is like when you
basically
tell the other person that like, oh, you're lying or you're wrong.
Yeah. So and then making them
wrong,
think like they're crazy.
You're trying to deflect what
you're
saying right there.
Now, is this purposely
doing
it, or is it also
you can do it purposely and unintentionally.
Yeah.
Like, if if someone were to be mad at me because I said something, I'd be like, first of all, you're tripping. I didn't even say it like that. End of conversation. Like, that would be how an argument or like a gaslighting thing turns into like end of an argument versus like, oh, I didn't mean it that way, but like, why did you think I said it that way? You know, I would not mean to like intentionally hurt you. Can you tell me like why you perceived it that way? And they'll go back and forth. Like I think what Naomi's saying, like, why can it not lead into an open like conversation where you're like, hey, because I care about this relationship, I want to talk to you. And it's like, if you're like in an actual relationship, like what he said, like actively being in the mindset of like, I'm here right now, like I'm not in the past, but also like actively choosing to love somebody versus just having that feeling of love. Like, you loving them because you care about them isn't just about like, oh yeah, this is my girl, we've been together for so long, but it's like, okay, how can I make her feel safe? Like you said, how can I make her feel like I prioritize our relationship and I value how you feel, and I want to make sure that she knows like I'm not doing shit intentionally to hurt her, but like, let me try to find a way where I can avoid doing that shit so she can heal the trauma that made her feel that type of way, and also vice versa, because I know a lot of guys feel some type of way about a lot of stuff too, but they just be like, oh bitch, you're weird, like you're like whatever, like for the streets type shit, like versus like having an open conversation about like what you actually want to talk about rather than it just being an argument. Because if it's like, why like shit shouldn't even be called an argument. Like obviously, like if you're yelling and like finna throw hands, like that's childish as fuck. Like we're grown now, like we should be able to say, it makes me feel some type of way when you're doing this and that. And they'll be like, okay, well, why? And to explain so you can hear, like, the backstory, the reason they felt that way, and, like, how you can move forward without making it look shady or even making them question, like...
Well, it varies person to person, like, at least, like, arguing and that kind of stuff. Like, what you see is, like, how you are. Like, let's say, like, people who grow up in households where all they hear is... arguing, or like all they see is like violence and that kind of stuff, that plays a role, because like kids are like these little like blank canvases, little sponges, so mm-hmm. like,
right. And you know, I get that, but it's like, I grew up in a household very abusive, like physically, talking, all that shit, but I'm 21, like I hold myself accountable for the shit. If I have fucking problems and like I'm like mad about something, you can ask Timmy and Naomi. I don't raise my voice at them because I choose to respect them and love them and try to understand. Like, you have to choose to better yourself. No. You choosing not to go to therapy and figuring that shit out, that's you actively working against yourself. You're not prioritizing yourself. And you can't prioritize a relationship if you're not even going to work on yourself. Mm-hmm. Because the idea of, like, I grew up around this. Okay, I grew up around... women doing all this shit in the household, men cheating, men being able to say whatever they want, I'm not gonna be like, okay, well, this is what I grew up around, let me go for that. No, because I want to be better, so I'm gonna choose to do better. Yeah. And if you can't do that in a relationship, then you shouldn't be in a relationship. Not you, but like,
yeah,
in general.
No, yeah, 100%. Like, I do believe that if you want to be in a relationship, you gotta, like, need to know yourself. You're not fully, but like, to like maybe like up there, you know, because like,
mm-hmm.
or at least have
like
tools.
A process
or,
of yeah, doing,
or
yeah,
have the like mindset of, okay, let me be open,
right?
Let me know my feelings, let me like care for the other person,
yeah,
let me openly communicate with that person.
But I don't know, it comes with like a maturity thing, like,
mm-hmm.
you matured at like a younger age than others, you know, like, again, we're still all 20 though, like. I've been feeling like we're grown, but like whole time we're children.
We're like babies, young, you know? Grown kids.
Yeah. So it's like everyone matures at different ages. Everyone have certain realizations or epiphany. Like, they're not gonna, like, people are not gonna change unless they wanna change, and that mm-hmm. gotta come from within themselves. Mm-hmm. And like, it sucks, but like, it's something that like we gotta get used to almost, cause like we're still young. So like, just hang out with the people who you fucking with that mm-hmm. like the same frequency as you.
And also knowing when to give up on people, oh, and like, yeah, stop trying to save them. Like,
she don't
want to
be saved.
No, he niggas can't be saved. Anyway, move on. Next question.
Okay, so
I'm gonna go because this thing, I feel like this can go both ways, but like, I understand that this topic is
in general,
but it's different.
Yeah, it can go both ways, but it's like, mainly men.
Yeah,
girls also do it too.
No,
what do you wanna? Before we go into the thing, going off like what you said, Mo and Naomi, I feel like it also comes with like how you present, like what you want to say, or like how you feel. Cause like, if you word it weird, it can like come off as like you're like trying to attack the person, mm-hmm. rather than like communicating. I feel like it depends on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Their body and language. Then also matters on like the other person too and like how they see it.
So before we end this podcast, I do have a question, and I was just in an argument with somebody with this exact same question, and we were all listening, or we were all a part of it. It kind of ties into the podcast a little bit, but the last question I do want to ask you guys is, this is for you guys here. How do y'all feel about what your girl... All right, this can tie in for us. Like, your girl, your man, where? Like, is there, like, a type of restrictions or, like...
No.
Do you think boundaries are crossed when she goes out and wears, like, let's say, a see-through dress? And she goes out with her friends to the club. Seriously, no, we're in. Y'all gonna answer. This is an argument today.
It's kind of like... It's kind of like... It's kind of like I don't care what you wear, but it's like why are you wearing that? Like where's your coming? Like I gotta figure that out with her, cause it's like.
Wait, excuse me. Are you asking, I don't know. Maybe. Why is she wearing that?
Huh?
I said, why is she wearing that?
No,
I'm not talking. Like, you know, I'm sitting here.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm like you going to the club with your friends. You know, you wearing a see through dress.
That automatically screams at you.
Even though, like, you just trying to, like, pop out or whatever.
So you're saying...
Okay, I feel like see-through dress was low-key, like, the most extreme thing. I'm talking about, like, a regular outfit.
I was like,
No, go back to the see-through.
You'd be surprised.
No, for real.
I'm saying, but most dudes who trip over outfits, it's like the outfit is, like...
No one niggas.
Okay, so what if she...
Elaborate. I said, knowing niggas, right? Being a nigga and, like, hanging around with niggas. I know what, like, how, like, they be.
I'm understanding
now, you're
it, right?
Here.
Okay, but why? Nigga, why?
Yeah, but your girl isn't the other nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying she not gonna be like I trust her because I have trust in my right.
So why would it be doing too much though?
Because they'd be some weird motherfuckers. I'm not saying she'll do anything. Mm-hmm. I also gotta know her friends too.
So this
too.
Is you protecting her.
Because her friends make a big.
I ain't like because I gotta know her friends.
Is this you protecting her? Like that's like your level of like trying to care. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
are you trying to protect her from like weirdos?
Yeah, bro, weirdos, like shit, like.
No, they just saved you, huh?
Awesome, real shit.
No.
Do you think you'd be comfortable if you had a man at home just wearing
gray sweatpants?
Go out to the gym.
Shirtless gray sweatpants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that just for that person. I mean, I don't. Me personally, I don't think like that. Like I don't care what my girl wears or whatever. But I could see from that perspective, like most dudes just don't, like they don't want their girl just to go out like that because it screams to them, yo, like I want attention. I want male attention.
No,
what if
I love myself?
But she can still get attention if she's wearing
like
this shit.
I'm just saying. I can see from that perspective. I can see that.
So from the perspective of other men, it looks like she wants
it. It looks like she wants
it. But if she does,
we're gonna have one at a time.
Yo. But she's not needing that attention. Other men are doing that. It's because niggas are perverts. It's not because she wants that attention.
But a dressing up is also a form of expression.
I'm just saying, I see that perspective though. Like, I'm
how?
Not you, okay, you want to know? Okay, this is what I think. Since I haven't said much in this, I'm gonna say that I personally don't really care.
Okay,
this is exactly why. What I see and like what I've heard from like talks with like my sister and like her like friends also, what I've like gathered from that is I feel like when women go out or women just want to dress up in general, they're not dressing up to go get dick. Like you were like the way you just said to like express like your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think of it from that mindset of there. She's not really going. If she really fucks with you like that, if she really likes you, she knows what it is. You don't need to say anything about it. Nothing
it's
needs to be said.
Yeah.
So if you have that trust and that's what it is, it shouldn't matter because women aren't really going out for that. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. That's why a lot of times when niggas go out and they go and try to talk to girls at random clubs, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say probably 40-50% of the time, girls are going to be like, oh, yeah, thank you. We're not really interested. Let's be honest. How many times?
No, because even fine niggas be giving weird vibes. Like, girls.
You could have popped out that night. You could have put that shit on. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, niggas are just going to notice that. That's just how we are. It's like, you know, ever since, you know,
that's
fuck, time of memorial, I don't give a fuck. That's, like, how it's always been.
Yeah.
niggas are always gonna look at girls and be like, oh shit, you know what I mean? And then they're gonna try to do whatever, but the girls, she could just be out with her friends just trying to do her own thing, right. Or they're just there doing the thing. They don't even want that.
Yeah.
So that's a part that niggas don't think about.
Thank you.
That's a part that niggas don't really think about. And
I don't know. Hey, low key, because like.
Really, well said. No cap.
No, because, yeah.
It's all about perspective, though. It's all about perspective. What is she really thinking about?
Yeah.
If let's say like you have a girl and she says that she loves you. You don't say that for no reason, right?
Oh yeah.
So if she wants to go out, then you know what I mean? Let her go do whatever she wants. She gonna let you do whatever the fuck you want too, right? Yeah. You can't say shit when she wanna go out and do what she wanna do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think
so
I was
go handle your business and she's gonna go handle hers.
Yeah.
That's all.
Do you think it's an insecurity though?
I think it is.
Some people say, now you really fucked up. No. Why are you so insecure about that shit? What the fuck? Why are you insecure that your girl's gonna go do this or that? Your girl's gonna sniff that out. I'm not gonna lie. That's how women are. They'll sniff that shit out. And they won't say anything. But they'll know that you're insecure whether you say anything or not.
Yeah.
And that sometimes can turn the tide in a relationship. I would be honest. Like, I've noticed that. Like, the other day, I was out at a club. I'm not gonna lie. It was one of my friends from high school. Listen, this is the most wild shit I've ever seen. So, we're at a club, and his girlfriend's out just dancing with her friends, doing her thing, and he's just kind of there standing. The club's not really his thing, you know what I'm saying? Being lame, and I'm kind of just like, okay, well, I'm not really doing shit either. I'm just here posted. I'm just getting on board. So I'm just talking to him, and I see his girl. She's like dancing, and then another group of niggas come around, and then she starts dancing. I just look at him. I'm like, so what's going on here? Is there... And he's like, I don't know, she just kind of just be on that. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean she just kind of be on that? She's like, yeah, she's kind of just a wild card. I'm like, what's a wild card? What is that? And the next thing I know, I catch her going up. There's like a whole stripper pole up there. She's up there dancing and shit. And then, like, niggas are throwing, like, money, and she's still throwing ass. I'm just looking at her.
We
like,
got dinner.
I'm like, no, but here's the thing. That's not the same thing. There's a difference between that and, like, their level of respect. Because I watched how the interactions were between them. I saw the level of respect, and I'm like, okay, that's the issue. That's why she's doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so there's something clearly going on.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, Noah, so what are you doing? He just sits there. He's just like. He's a white kid, so you know what I'm saying. White niggas don't be all shit. They just be sitting there. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man? You look dumb as fuck. You're gonna throw an ass up there. She gonna go get a new nigga snap, this and that. And, like, a group of niggas walked up to, like, their friend group and started talking. And I see her talking. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing? I'm like, my nigga, are you serious? Because she was really, like, there. And I'm like, something's clearly going on.
Yeah.
You don't even need to tell me. We're at the club right now. This isn't even the space to talk about it.
She don't even respect
it. But I just thought that was the most wild shit ever. And, like, the shit she was wearing, he was complaining about that shit all night. And I'm like...
That's the least...
And I'm like, that's the least of your problems. I'm like, that's just... I feel like that's adding on to your problem. She probably don't really respect you. She already don't want to hear about your ass talking about, you can't wear this and that. Yeah. Like, she don't give a fuck about that.
I have a question. Are you saying, like, she started dancing around, like, niggas when they came? Or, like, she went to...
No, like, niggas, like, they came up to, like, that group of girls, and, like, they, I don't know, it was, like, just a group of random ass motherfuckers. And
so they're all dancing? Like, niggas?
Yeah, like, just going crazy, because, like, most of them were single. She was probably, like, the only person really in a relationship, mm-hmm. in, like, the group, because I know most of those girls, mm-hmm. and I was kind of just, like...
So was she dancing with them, or...?
Yes, they are active. With
like
niggas,
she's throwing ass on
them. Yes, active.
Oh.
So do you see how now this is an
on
issue?
Not
yeah. Like there, and, no, and his, her boyfriend is standing next to me.
That's
15 feet away. This is the issue.
That's
crazy.
Yes. Behavior?
That's why I'm like, what's
okay,
going on? That's why I'm like, what's going
like
on in the relationship?
Together,
that's like, okay, see, that's why I have a question for y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, what is like the mindset of that? How does that work? Like, how do y'all get to the point where you're like, fuck that nigga. I'm with that nigga.
She don't value the relationship.
Yeah.
And that's
so
just
it's
as
not
it
value
is.
The that, okay,
she
that,
doesn't
that's
respect him
like,
or
okay.
the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Because that shit is just crazy. I was, like, mind blown. Like, I was just there, but I was like, wow, this is... I don't even want to be here no more.
Yeah.
That shit blew me.
On that note...
That's your girl,
how that,
man.
How does that, like,
develop though? Like, how you just, is it just one day you wake up, you're just like, yo, not to be that nigga. Like, I don't respect him at all. Yeah. Or is it just like,
it was probably throughout the whole relationship.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you. It was probably throughout the whole I think there's also a difference between like white people and black people and how, especially like,
I'm not gonna lie. As soon as you said he was white, talking about wild card, yeah, I was like immediately. Yeah, you can tell because because I know like none of my friends going for that shit. If it's their girl or their boyfriend doing that, but
I don't know. With your question though, like with like either the girl or the guy, like when does that?
I don't think, does a girl just wake up, or is it like?
I feel like in the beginning she started off like already like. No, you know, like I really don't respect this man. And then you know, like so if you give him an inch, they take him out. Like she probably was slowly, like you know, trying to see like how much this nigga's gonna fall, how much this nigga's gonna fall, and she realizing like he really don't care. Okay, let me do me then. Like okay, let me just be free. And well, she clearly don't respect.
Here's the question. So if a guy is tripping about what you're wearing to the club, right? I want to take this back because you said it starts by inch by inch. So if you give him that leeway, okay, you can wear whatever the fuck you want outside. Next, it's you can dance with whoever you want. Then, it, like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what Eden was trying to say was like, in terms of like other people, like dressing yourself is not like. Even my dad can't tell me what the fuck I want to wear. Because it's like, it's not about, can I wear this? You're not my manager. I don't need your approval. But it's like, when it comes to letting shit slide, it seemed like she want a boyfriend and she's single. So that's her nigga, but she her own bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah. And she have her cake and she's eating it too. And he's just sitting there because he don't know any better to like,
what should a nigga do in that situation?
Leave. Yeah. Or talk about it. Like, it's really just leave.
You're allowing yourself to be disrespected. Yeah. Like, that's just like.
Okay, let's
just. No, for real, don't even talk about it, bro. Because if they can't respect you before you having to tell her, oh, the very fucking obvious, then it's not that. You shouldn't have to do all that.
It's common sense. You should just know what
exactly. Common respect.
Yeah. If someone don't respect you,
Why?
I don't know, bro.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all, but I have to wrap it up, please.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta. Okay.
I'm gonna end it on that note. But thank you guys for listening, and I hope I hear from you guys soon. Just let me know if you guys. Oh, I already fucked up. I'm gonna cut that shit off. But you guys have a lovely night. Like always, let me know. Send me your perspectives. Anything you guys want to say about this podcast. But yeah, y'all have a nice night.